And some are calling for daily avalanche updates. After a man was killed this past weekend near Prince George, the Prince George snowmobiler lost his life in the Torfee Mountain Range. His name has not yet been released. Currently, the region only gets a weekly synopsis from the Avalanche Canada site. Andrew Duncan says Northern BC needs more forecasting and more frequent updates. And he's an avalanche technician and MA candidate in environmental studies and communications at Royal Roads University. He joins me live in the Prince George studio. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
So take me through kind of what's in place now. If I'm going to head out into the back doors or whatever it is, a snowmobiler, as a skier, what's in place now? Where can I get information?
So currently what's in place now is you can log on to the Avalanche Canada site, avalanchecanada.ca, and they have a fantastic weekly synopsis that's written there and prepared by a bunch of avalanche forecasters that have had years experience in the industry. Unfortunately, as we know, you know, trying to plan 3 days out ahead with weather forecasts, sometimes it'll call for sun and, you know, you wake up the next day and you get rain. So,
yeah. You
know, sometimes those weekly avalanche forecasts are outdated sometimes before they are even published. Other regions in the area, you know, they get a daily avalanche bulletin. Most regions in BC.
Right. Well, we'll talk about that in just a moment. In the case of, say, when they can predict and they know a weather system could be coming through or something that could change drastically, they do they not send kind of blanket warnings out for regions?
Well, the North Rockies region is a difficult region. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at a landmass about the size of Switzerland. To get a accurate forecast or a reading on the snowpack in that area, you know, you have to be out in the field, getting as much weather information as you can.
Yeah.
And there's just not the operators, the heli-ski operations, the cat-ski operations, or people going into the North Rockies enough to get an accurate assessment of what's going on in the snowpack always.
And I can imagine at any time, regardless, even if people are out there, it would be hard to get an assessment because we're dealing not with just weather conditions. You're dealing with an ever-changing snowpack. Imagine right now when you have things kind of hovering around the zero mark or above zero, that can change things as well.
Yeah, something to always be aware of is, you know, just like my kids woke me up at 4 a.m. this morning, we don't necessarily always like change, and snow's no different, you know. Anytime that the weather warms up suddenly or cools down suddenly or there's a lot of snow, if you're heading out into the backcountry, that's something you want to be aware of. You know, anytime that there's rapid change, something's going to be seen in the snowpack, yeah. And so you should be aware of that.
I imagine you've spent a fair bit of time out there this winter, obviously, because of the work you do. Mm-hmm. How would you describe what we're seeing out there right now?
Well, again, right now with this rapid warming,
yeah.
I wouldn't actually even know. I haven't been out there for about a week now.
And, really?
You know, I'd assume that something's changing, and I'd go out there with my eyes open and looking for clues and signs of instability.
Right. You've mentioned already kind of the differences in what we're seeing in other areas. How is Northern BC's avalanche system, how does it differ from the rest of Canada, would you say?
So Northern BC is, we have the Northeast Rockies here.
Yeah.
And the Northeast Rockies get a weekly avalanche synopsis, as you say.
Yeah.
Other regions in BC typically get a daily avalanche bulletin that's provided by an Avalanche Canada forecaster. Mm-hmm. And it just allows people to go online and really get a feel for what's going on with the snowpack during the whole season.
Right. What would it take, do you think? Do you think it's money or is it simply resources or personnel to get out there to kind of put in place like a daily avalanche update? What do you think it would take?
I think funding, from what I've seen, they've talked about, you know, needing more funding to get up here. It is a, you know, we're looking at a 2 to 4 hour drive to get into most areas, mm-hmm. and out in a day. And, more operations up here and just the size of the area.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that Avalanche Canada has currently come out with the Mountain Information Network. It's an app you can download on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get information from a lot more sources that way, which hopefully will prove very beneficial in the future. And it's a free app for people to download on their phone.
How prepared do you think people are here, up here living in Northern BC in this range? Like, you know, when it comes to preparedness, being safe out there, from what you're seeing, how prepared do you think people are?
Well, this is something I'm studying in my thesis with Royal Roads. We just don't know at the moment. Currently, there's only a handful of papers published in regards to mountain snowmobilers across North America. And so what I'm hoping to do is gather the first baseline set of data for the North Rocky snowmobilers, because we just currently don't know.
Mm. if we did have something in place, do you think it would go a long way in preventing, I guess, catastrophes like we've seen just recently over the weekend?
I would hope that it would help mitigate it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can ever reduce all the risks. And, you know, just getting more information out there and making sure the public's more aware, I think will always help in the long run.
Given the current, we obviously weekly updates and whatnot, what can you say to people, snowmobilers, skiers, people that are heading out into the backcountry? What would you suggest they do in the meantime?
Well, I think there's two things I'd like to suggest. There is, you know, one, you have to, and I can't stress it strong enough. You need an avalanche transceiver, a probe, and a shovel. Mm. And not only you, your riding partner or your ski touring partner or even your snowshoeing partner needs that equipment. Mm. Both of you need that equipment, and it needs to be in functioning order. Mm. The other part of the equation is, you know, you need to have an open dialogue with the people you're out there with. You know, don't hesitate to ask, you know, the stupid question. You know, asking those questions will just make your group better and stronger in the long run again.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned the research you're doing. Is there any way people can get in touch with you maybe to help in the work that you're doing?
Currently, yeah. I'm just doing work going out to snowmobile parking lot staging areas on the weekends and getting people to fill out surveys. So, you know, if you do see me out there and asking people to fill out surveys, I know it's a few pages and can be difficult, but it's greatly appreciated, and all the information will hopefully help to make the North a safer riding place in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining me this morning, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again.
Thank you very much. Take care. My condolences to the family.
Andrew Duncan is a student researcher and avalanche technician in the avalanche community. He joined me live in our Prince George studio, and we throw this to you. What do you make of what we have in place right now, weekly updates? Do you think daily updates would make a big difference in our region? Let us know, 1-866-340-1932, or email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.